KXLU 88.9 FM in LA, KXLU.com all around the world. Coming to you from the Loyola Marymount University campus, we are just getting ready for a sunset. Sunset emerging very soon while you are listening to this show called The Mystic Pete Chronicles. And I am your host today, Mystic Pete. And I have a wonderful guest in studio today, Chia Ma. Hi, Chia.
Hi, Peter.
Hi. Now, see, the internet sometimes produces something wonderful. It's not pure evil. Sometimes you make great connections. I just saw Chia's page on, I guess, Facebook, and I went, wow, she should be on radio. And here you are. It's like magic.
Here I am.
Yeah. Now, you are an expert on Chinese culture and some musical instruments. So we're going to hear some live music from you. And we just played a piece of music that you recorded that was the pipa, P-I-P-A. So why don't you say a little about your background and the pipa, and just to get us going.
Certainly. Let's start with the instrument called the pipa, P-I-P-A. Pipa is a traditional Chinese instrument originally imported to China through Silk Road from Middle East. In China alone, this instrument has at least 2,000 years history. And if I introduce my background, I have to say I am a pipa player to start with. And that's my background. And yeah.
You started that as a kid?
Yeah, since I was 4.
No kidding.
No childhood.
No childhood. You are going to learn from when you're a child. And then you play a few instruments, huh?
Yeah, my mother was my first teacher, who is a professional pipa player, well-known educator. So you can imagine. On top of those, she was a tiger mom. That's my childhood.
Tiger mom.
Yeah, typical.
So that might account for your great success in this world, because I know you're also in business. We share a background musically, and also I have a background in law, and that's what you do. So we could talk about law a little bit later, because why not? But so your mom was a very educated mom, but held very high standards for you. You learned at least a couple of instruments. Did you sing too?
No, I didn't sing when I was a child. I was focused on a solo instrument till after I graduated from conservatory in China. And after I came to the United States, and I started the music journey differently, not only playing traditional Chinese music, not only play as a soloist in front of symphony, I started to play with jazz, play with, you know, rock, and play with electronics, and you name it. And gradually, I think I became, or I grew to, a musician and artist who has different experience in terms of music. And in terms of instrumentation, I play, or I am known for two. One is called the pipa, one is called ruan. R-U-A-N is the spelling. Ruan is the name of a group of instruments like violin, viola, and the cello, right? So I am known for bass ruan, and my music was used, or the audience, if you watched Mulan by Disney, I'm featured musician on playing ruan.
Okay.
In that movie. So that's a little bit background. But in terms of
you're a musical star already on a Disney feature. That's amazing.
Oh, I don't know. You know, audience, earlier Peter asked me, don't you want to be a rock star, and you're so good, why you're not doing, you know, certain things right? I don't know if star or not. I guess in my heart, I really enjoy what I do. So,
by the way, what's your mom's name in case people recognize it?
Oh, I don't know. Her last name is Ge, G-E, and okay. The first name De Qin, D-E-Q-I-N. I don't know if people can recognize it, but she really is a star.
She's a well-known musician. in China?
I think more education, educator than a performer, I would say.
And I think if people know a pipa player, it would be Wu Man.
Yes, in United States, Uma and another famous and also I respect a lot is called Ming Xiaofen, who is in New York.
And we just found out that you had a radio show a few years ago in the Bay Area where you were featuring Chinese culture.
Correct. That's with the largest Chinese radio station in North America. It's called the Xindao Radio Station. And I had a program in Chinese. It's called Ma Jie Lao Shi Jiang Ying Yue. In English, it's basically Miss Ma or Teacher Ma talking about Chinese music. That was the program many years ago.
So you really know a lot about this culture. Well, maybe in a sentence or two, you could summarize the entire complicated relationship between the United States and China, economically, socially, and politically. Go.
Wow, what a faith. Hold on. Audience, look how much faith one person can put into another without even knowing that person that much. That's called faith. Let's keep the faith. In my opinion, that's about our relationship between China and the U.S. Let's keep the faith.
Wow, you just did it. You did it.
Peter, I'm a trained negotiator too, so let's...
That's good because, I mean, just to zoom out a minute, it's such a complicated dance, fight. I'm not sure what it is between the United States and China, but it's... like wed together, like some married couple that are like constantly fighting. And two very interesting cultures, dynamic cultures, very different cultures, priorities. Everything I'm seeing about China these days is like they're exploding with technology. The cities are beautiful. Like, you know, the large cities have just grown up in the last few years and they're very functional. And there's a lot of services, you know, just something like in L.A., you have 100,000 people, homeless people sleeping on the streets tonight. But you don't find that in the big cities in China. Like people are taken care of to a greater extent.
Well, since I've been living in United States for over 20 years, I do not believe I am the right person to give you my input on the current Chinese condition, but I'm from downtown LA and I am very well aware of the homeless situation because they're my neighbors in a way. Yeah. And I don't know if there's massive homeless population in China or any city in China, but I am certain there are some unknown problems or issues that China has that we do not have here. So,
fair enough. I agree. And perhaps the problems in the United States are just more visible. Or I know it's way too complicated. And we're going to put this topic aside for now and move on to a little more cultural experience.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, but I just thought we should just, say a word because...
why not?
It's too loud. It's too big a situation to not at least acknowledge. So we've done that. How would you feel about playing some music live? You have this. So this is a teardrop shaped instrument called the pipa. The other instrument you play, the ruan, is more a round instrument.
Correct.
And you have some effects pedals here. So this is pipa 2025.
How about we start from some acoustic without effects and the traditional Chinese pipa music to give our audience a taste and original flavor of what traditional Chinese music on this instrument sound like. How's that?
Yeah, good. And just before you start, so this originally came from the Middle East, so like an oud. It looks something like an oud.
I believe they've somehow connected indeed.
I'm guessing this goes back hundreds, if not 1,000 years or so in Chinese culture.
2,000 years at least, okay. In China alone.
So it has a long history in China, and there's probably a lot of musical genres and musical time periods So what are you going to draw from right now?
Right now, I'm going to play a piece. It's a cute, yet not lengthy. And we'll show you one of the styles, actually one of two styles traditional Chinese pipa music offers. One is called martial, one is called literal. So now I am going to play the literal style, which is more mellow, graceful, and full of melody. While we're appreciating the traditional Chinese music, many people ask me how to appreciate that, how to listen to it. It sounds so different to the Western ears, but this is what I believe. We're all humans, and the music is the way human talks. Follow your breath, and you'll be in it. Here we go.
Wow, that was really marvelous. What a beautiful... Well, I wish people could have seen the way you played it, because your movements were dance-like, very poetic.
Thank you very much. I am a performer, so I take your compliments and say thank you.
That's lovely. Well, I mean, when I play cello, it looks more like sawing a tree or something, but I'm guessing that the movements you're making is part of playing this instrument. Like, there's a certain grace built into the actual, the way your body is held.
I agree. When I was little, I actually felt like against this kind of movement and the music, because I felt like that was shallow to express something by visual presence as a classical trained musician. It's just the way I was trained. Classically, you're not supposed to have extra movement because you're supposed to touch people's heart by music only. But later on in life, after played over 40 years, and you just cannot help. But when you realize that dance move, that poetic move are not intentionally made but carried out by the music, I believe that's allowed.
Very graceful.
Thank you.
Can we do another traditional piece?
Traditional one. Actually, we were talking about Western ears and Chinese music.
Okay.
Do you mind? Actually, I prepared to use loop.
Okay.
Let's have a more, I would call it, accessible music for Western ears, but not losing too much of the graceful taste of Chinese instrument. How's that?
Let's do it.
Okay. And Peter mentioned the sunset. Yes, outside of the studio, it's about sunset time, which reminds me of a piece that I wrote a few years ago. It's called Sunset in a RV Park. It was in my friend's development, a RV park, and I saw many elders. They hold each other, watching the sunset, within a few square meter space they have in that RV park, but they looked happy and content. So this piece, Sunset in a RV Park, is a good feeling and satisfaction that I wish all of us have, regardless we have that space or person next to us or not. Sunset in a RV Park.
Thank you.
lovely music performed and composed by Chia Ma.
Thank you very much, Peter.
KXLU. Yeah, that was beautiful. You just took me right to, that was very cinematic, actually. I was right back in a spaghetti western or something, one of these small towns.
Right. Old time, and take your time. Nothing should be rushed, that kind of thing.
Well, talk about that a little bit. I mean, I've mentioned how your beautiful movements have a kind of grace and flow, but that's in the music, or at least in what you're bringing to the music. Let's talk about time and flow and music and presence and being.
Let's.
Okay. You're the expert.
I don't know.
I'm lowly Mystic Pete.
Well, everybody can be expert, depends on your standards. So we want to talk about that you think it's interesting and amuse to our audience.
Well, I think you are definitely crossing into the sacred music space, and I just happen to know also that that's something else you do with gongs and bells. Let's talk about music, the arts or music in particular, about a bridge between the individual and something bigger.
You mean divine?
Okay.
Okay, we can talk about that. Well, I can try to talk about that. But I do not believe I'm an expert, but I'm a practitioner, or I'm gifted. Nothing to brag about, because I did not earn it, but I was giving certain capacities. And in terms of the human bridge and the divine, I believe, of course, it's biased because I'm a musician. I believe music, sound, in some, are all vibrations. All of these vibrations are the direct and the most effective bridge between human being as an individual, a being, to the divine, to the world, to the nature, and to his or herself. It's a big system, can be small as an individual, and it can be big as we all connected somehow.
Beautiful. Beautifully put, yeah. Well, so when did this start coming to you about the transcendental, the sacred nature of either reality of music? Mm-hmm. Was that always with you, even when you were a kid?
No. I did not discover that till a few years ago. I was in very bad depression because I was in legal field. We can talk about that later. I am a certified legal interpreter, so I do a lot of legal cases firsthand. And all of those human negative energies got me for almost two decades, and I think at that point, at some point, I was deeply depressed and troubled by, all the challenges we all human beings are facing. And then I realized that music, actually it's not the music I play per se as a soloist, because when you're depressed or you're challenged, you do not even want to hear that much voices or noises. Even people call it, wow, you're a museum quality musician, you play record quality improvisation. Doesn't mean a thing when you are not well. But interesting enough, I discovered simple instruments such as singing bowls, such as handpan. This kind of instruments does not, in my opinion, does not require someone to practice for four decades to be able to play or enjoy or benefit from. So at some point I went to Idlewild. I don't know if you know. Idlewild is a beautiful artsy town and in a mountain 2.5 hours away from Los Angeles. I had a creative studio there, and I meditated there in the mountains on the boulders. At different hours, sometimes odd hours. But anyways, that's how I started to realize that I have certain, way, like a conduit to pass on certain vibrations and energies through music and sound. So that's what my involvement with that part. The last bit would be the singing, overtone singing, which I believe that's what Peter, I'm assuming that's what Peter were referring to, because some people, they call me music healer. They believe my music vibration made them physically and mentally feel better. And I'm invited by, private parties to sing for the death, for allergies, on funerals, because people believe that I can somehow connect both world.
Well, there's a long history of music and the arts and shamanism being connected in China. Do you feel connected to that, or is it just a personal thing?
For me, it's a personal thing. Somehow I'm against, not against that concept, but personally, I'm not very, I don't fancy that kind of profession for myself or label myself that way. I know certain things I can do and cannot do, and certain ways I can help people, but not all the time. So I wouldn't, connect myself to that sector. But I know what you're saying. Sometimes after my overtone, people ask me, are you a shaman? I'm like, no. I don't want to be one neither.
But you found that music or this kind of interconnection, did it help emotionally or with the depression?
For me, yes. That was a tough self-healing journey, which involves listening, but most importantly, not listening to others. I'm not suggesting anyone to listen to others, especially for the kind suggestions. But for me, it was a difficult journey to start to listen to yourself. That takes practice, that helped me. And the instruments, cymbals, and all the vibrational simple instruments, they helped me a lot, helped me to breathe, help me to find the core. I know it sounds like, you breathe and you find your core. Believe it or not, with right practice and instruction, you can too. That's my belief. So,
well, I think in religion and spiritual practice, some of it is very doctrinaire and kind of empty ritual. Particularly kind of in the New Age community, it gets very performative, people just trying to do a theater of spirituality. But I would like to point out that sometimes it has nothing to do with what's official, what's legitimate, what has a lineage. Maybe it's, like you say, it's you're just breathing. You're just listening to the tones. Maybe it comes through animals or painting. Anyway, it doesn't have to be some officially authorized way to connect with a deeper part of yourself, a more subtle place, and perhaps that can be very healing for you, difficult emotions, trauma, and then for other people ultimately.
Yeah, I think there's no single solution for everybody. So some people, maybe the ritual sort of ceremony or ceremonial activities that hits them harder and works on them. But in my opinion, everybody was born with the tools that we can fix ourselves somehow. Not everybody, but I think most of people. I am not saying breathing or saying, breathing with music or try to find the vibration or frequency on your own will be the only answer. But I believe that's the answer that's most accessible, useful, and convenient, because we carry them with them ourselves. Even if you're a prisoner, even if you're in jail, no one can take that away from you. That's power.
It's a very positive statement.
I know. Cannot get away from law too much. I have to give a prisoner example. Sorry.
Well, but I think...
Are we all prisoners of our own and the society in a way? So take, you know, start from that perspective. I just want audience and everybody to know that sometimes a method is very powerful, especially can save you, help yourself physically, mentally, especially when our insurance got cut like this. You better find some alternatives, you know.
Wow. Back to the political.
No kidding. Everything is connected.
Well, Gia.
Peter, I'm messing with you.
Gia, you just went deep, though, with what you're
saying.
Audience,
I wish you could see Peter's facial expression. I'm just, okay, I'll behave.
I put on my serious face, but because, you know, I think you're correct that, you know, people in prison have found ecstasy, even on the battlefield, even in war, sometimes people have visions or find something maybe they never were able to find someplace else. So
yeah,
it's always that connection to the enchanted world is maybe closer than we think.
Yeah, why not try? I mean, what's there to lose?
We're going to take a break for a second, and I'm going to play a little musical interlude. This is from South Asia. This is some sacred music. I just thought this would fit the mood that we're in. This is from an album called Drops of Emptiness by Thich Nhat Hanh and Sister Chan Kong.
Trái đất rung động bảy lần khi bất diệt đi ngang dòng sinh diệt bàn tay chuyển pháp trong hương đêm tình khiết ân các tường nở trắng một bông hoa thế giới ba ngàn đồng thanh ca ngợi đồng thanh ca ngợi vắng Phật Thích Ca
Nam Mô Đức Bổn Sư Bổn Thích Ca Mâu Ni Nam Mô Đức Bổn Sư Bổn Thích Ca Mâu Ni Nam Mô Đức Bổn Sư Bổn Thích Ca Mâu Ni
Giờ phút linh thiêng đoá bất diệt nở ngay giữa vườn hoa sinh diệt nụ giác ngộ hé thành muôn thi thiêng ngài về đây học tiếng nói loài người đêm nào từ trời đâu xuất nhìn về chư thiên thấy địa cầu quê hương tôi sáng hơn vì sao sáng và tình tu muôn phương châu về cho đến khi vừng đông tỏa ràng cho đến khi vườn lắm tì ni biến thành chiếc nôi em chào đón Phật sơ sinh.
Nam mô Đức Bổn Sư Bổn Thích Ca Mâu Ni. Nam mô Đức Bổn Sư Bổn Thích Ca Mâu Ni. Nam mô Đức Bổn Sư Bổn Thích Ca Mâu Ni.
Những đêm nay từ địa cầu quê hương tôi, loài người mặc lễ rưng rưng hướng ca về mấy từng trời đâu sức. Tiếng kêu khóc của sinh linh ngã gục dưới bàn tay ma vương, dưới bàn tay bạo lực cấm thu. Trong bóng đêm, địa cầu quê hương tôi đã mòn mỏi mong chờ. Giờ mầu nhiệm để vô biên hệ mầm cho bóng tôi tan đi với niềm lo sợ, cho hồi lòng hoa về, cho hồi lòng hoa về.
Nam mô Đức Di Lặc Hóa Thân trong tương lai. Nam mô Đức Di Lặc Hóa Thân trong tương lai. Nam mô Đức Di Lặc Hóa Thân trong tương lai.
Cho hồi lòng hoa về để pháp âm tiếp nối bằng lời ca tiếng hát em thơ.
KXLU, 88.9 FM in LA, KXLU.com, all around the world. You're listening to the Mystic Peak Chronicles. And Alien Air is coming on in about 10 minutes, so I hope everybody stays tuned for the whole night. Great music head. My guest right now is Chima, and we just heard a piece by her. Well, we'll explain about that one.
Certainly. The last piece you just heard is called DTLA. It stands for Downtown Los Angeles. It is a piece made by me and my partner, music partner, Brian Sia, who is a sound engineer and expert and teaching in East Coast Holy Cross University. The piece is about the contrast that you can see in downtown LA. It is a place that full of high-end restaurants, hotels, and homeless all over. You can smell the, you know, human waste. Yeah. And you can witness other human beings digging the garbage bin for food after you put your dogs pooping back in it. So that kind of shock and emotional challenges you can see as a person in 2025, it's amazing. And this piece, I wrote it during COVID, and we produced recorded during around that time as well, just to show that how messed up the world is, but still it is the world that we're facing. So that's the piece.
Another example of Chiuma's combination of traditional pipa, modern musical technology, and also profound commentary on society.
Oh, thank you. I love that comment. Yeah, and this piece really carried out more than I planned when I wrote the melody because of my partner, Brian Sia, because of his sonic landscape enabled us artistically flying further in the wider sky.
Beautiful words.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, you can reach me at mysticpete.com and mysticpete on social media. Where can people find you, Chia?
People can find me online if you, Google me, J-I-E. It's my first name, last name, M-A, and it will come up with music or legal-related information.
You know, I wanted to get into a little bit of legal talk because law is actually what makes society safe. So we can do things like music. If things are dangerous and there's crime every place, we can't be vulnerable and let down and be quiet and take time and play from our heart. So there is a very deep, important function and spiritual function to law. And we both have this background in law. And I think we both understand how, you know, from the heavens to the earth, it's all connected up. Why don't you just say a word about this, and then let's get in some more live music.
Certainly. Actually, I'm glad Peter bring this up. I will officially introduce my legal background. I am a certified, California certified legal interpreter and a registered federal court interpreter in Chinese, Mandarin language, and English. And the certified interpreters are allowed in this country to assist a lot of legal cases. So for me, from domestic law to international law, from state law to federal law, all kinds of cases through these years, almost 20 years. But why we're kept on mentioning legal, law, music, and human? Because in some interesting ways, and they're connected. And I give you a very simple example. Like for me, as a musician, I started to play since I was 4, and I was called a lot of good names by audience and the market. But I believe one day I can really call myself an artist. That's after I was in legal for almost over 10 years mark. And I realized I learned about human nature, human behaviors, human emotions, and the darkness of human being, our vulnerabilities and our pathetic expectations, and so on. All of those I learned firsthand in court, in U.S. legal system. That enriched my music and my articulation and my expression as an artist, as a Chinese musician living in United States, crossing culture, crossing language, but we still find something in common. So that's what legal work brought me and contributed to my artistic journey. That's why legal life is especially important to me, especially when you're a senior and when you're really good, you're starting to getting the compliments like you're a musician on the stage. So it's quite good. Actually, the last piece, how about we play one piece that still Brian Sia and I recorded, but we have two rappers coming to the studio. And with all respect, I have bad memory. I do not remember their names, but they're important. I just have bad memory. So here we go. This piece is called One, especially today when we play this piece, I think it's especially meaningful because we are one in United States, regardless where you come from, which culture and what kind of music you're listening to, we are one. Here we go.
We got a couple minutes of this and then on to Pat. Here we go.
Come on. You gotta keep it 100 on the rail now. To be honest, give a damn how you feel now. Hit a sound when it pounds, ever still around. No tiptoeing here, keep your heels down. We bringing culture together, that's where your hands now. One race together, that's how it feels wild. Trying to keep it all together just to live now. Take it to another level for the peers now. One race, one nation. Stand together through the weather generation. We on a whole other level of concentration. Much of no good is coming out the basement. Tasteless, that's how the music be nowadays. It's hard to come around when the music has no placement. Keep it true, we all growing places. No hatred, hearts on the stages.
Yeah.
I've been stuck up in the past, trying to make it all different. Trying to right my mistakes, making left turns, thinking I've been pushing these windows. I couldn't wait up in the kitchen. I've been pushing past the inches to beat myself to submission. Everything that goes, goes right in the way. Cause I guess I do deserve to die, but someday I'ma make it to my name. It's laid on Broadway all day till I'm RIP on my grave. Gotta contain my complaints, push back the bloodstains. I detain and erase all of my mistakes. I hold in the chest pains. I hop on the freeway and smash out and crash out till I see no delay. I don't play, I keep going. It's all crazy, right? Now I gotta keep flowing up.
KXLU, Loyola Marymount University, Los Angeles.